Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Let's do this. I've hit record. My numbers are going up. My phone's on airplane mode. I've got 9 hours left on my Zoom. My Zoom recorder, it's not broken.
16 hours. My Zoom recorder is not broken
yet, actively. It's not actively broken right now, but anything can happen.
Okay, and your numbers are all going up.
You tell me, bud.
Press record.
You tell me.
Okay, one.
Two.
One.
Three.
Three.
Five.
Five. No, this is not good. At all. How did we fuck that up so badly?
In 86, N.M. Martin wrote the first book of what became a cult. Now it's time, the Babysitter's Club.
Well, here we are doing our little dance again, aren't we?
Yeah, and this time, Jack, it's a dance designed for two.
For two, yes.
Actually, I guess most dances are designed for two.
Not like those dances they have in like Jane Austen adaptations.
Oh, right. Like
locking arms and doing the do-si-do.
Party dances.
Yeah.
Like square dances and stuff.
Yeah.
The last 8 episodes have been square dances.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's you and me, two old dance partners who have been at this for a long time.
And now it's strictly ballroom.
And then we would bring in some other dancers, and they would kind of do-si-do with us and two-step with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a blast, Jack.
It was a blast.
But this time, it's the final episode of the
Netflix reboot.
The video novel series, and we thought, let's go our own way, MGTOWs.
Let's lower the lights. Let's kick out the crowd.
Two men going their own way.
And yeah, that's perfect. Great.
Can we trademark that?
Yeah, don't. I should mention that the divine spark in me does recognize the divine spark in you. It's peeking out.
And the divine spark in me recognizes the divine spark in you, Jack, and no other sparks, because we don't have any guests this week, and because, well, I don't want to... I'm trying not to be bitter about it, but it's just me and me this week. And Scholastic Liars, if they don't want to
come
through for us, and they don't want, if they want to protect their precious authors and executive editors from us, fine.
If they're afraid.
If that's what you want, Scholastic Liars, if you don't want us to cap off our season finale with the hottest talent you have, the woman who wrote these books, or the man who... The monster.
Yeah.
Who lives in the inky blackness of your basement.
Yeah.
If you're afraid of putting them in front of us,
fine.
I would be afraid of that too. We're dangerous men. We're the one who knocks.
Podcast has never been about fear. Rarely. Sometimes we're afraid.
Sometimes.
But we don't want to have fearful people on our show. We don't want to have people who are afraid of us.
That would bring an energy to the show that is incompatible.
No. Yes.
With what we're doing. So, I agree.
Yeah. We're the one who knocks. You said it best.
We're the one who knocks.
Yeah. And now we're the one who knocks.
That's a Breaking Bad reference from about 5 years ago.
Is it? Okay.
I'm not sure how many people are going to remember that.
It sounds scary.
Yeah. It's like you hear a knock on your door late at night.
Yeah.
He's explaining to his wife how he's like a drug kingpin.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm the one who knocks.
I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah. That's a cool thing to say. I mean, we're the ones who knock.
I wonder if it's because we say stuff like that that the Scholastic Liars are afraid to put their clients on our show.
You know what, Scholastic Liars? We're the one who knocks, and I understand. And we don't, you know what? We don't want them.
Yes.
Because we don't need cowards on our show.
Yeah, but please do come on our show.
Please do come on our show, and thank you so much for never coming down on us for doing an entire podcast for your book series.
And we should also say Walden Greedia is still Walden Greedia. That's a well-earned epithet. They know what they did. They know what they did.
Yep.
But they also made pretty good by helping us out and putting a lot of really lovely people on our show.
Yes, thank you, Naya Suzikoff and Michael in particular for making that happen.
That was nice.
And you know, they're still Walden Greedia, but now they're Greedia for us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're kind of in the inner circle now.
Yeah.
So
yeah, maybe we're a little Greedia too.
I think we can start to get a little Greedia.
Let's get a little Greedia. Should we introduce the show?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
And welcome to the Babysitter's Club.
Club.
And you say it. And it's a podcast wherein
it was a little delayed, but thank you for saying
that. That was you. That was you. It's a podcast wherein I, Jack Shepherd.
You say it.
And you, Tanner Greenring, that's fine. Parallel Construction, talk about the classic novels in the Great Sitter Cycle by The Hand That Shakes, Princess of the Prince of Town, St. Annabelle Matthews Martin, Stormborn, Soul Skinner, Mother of Clocks and Bane of Bats. She is, of course, the first of her name, last of her kind, last hope for humankind. And what we're doing at the moment is we are talking about the great video novels by The Hand of the Night Queen, Rachel Schuchert, adapted from Anne's work in concert with Anne worshiping at her dark altar to create a visual experience in the world of the Babysitters. And this week we're going to be speaking about a video novel called Netflix Show Number.
What is the radio novels if not a visual experience?
It is a visual experience, isn't it? An animated visual experience.
I guess it's a multi-sensory experience.
It's a multi-sensory
because
experience.
I see the characters on screen. Yeah. I hear them speaking with their human voices.
Yes.
I feel emotional.
Yeah. When they look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can smell.
You can smell them.
There's a smell.
Yeah.
There's a distinct smell.
Yeah. There's a distinct smell. And the books, the radio novels, none of that. Yeah. Anne didn't bother with that stuff. She wasn't interested.
She would try
in
to describe things like smells and sights every now and then.
Yeah.
And sounds, but like, you know, it doesn't come to life like
no,
this did.
Not in the same way. And The Hand of the Night Queen really did an excellent job with them. And this week we are going to be discussing Netflix number 10, Hello Camp Moosehead, part 2. Part 2. It's the
really threw me for a loop.
Stunning
I was
conclusion.
Not expecting part 2.
No, scary.
Yeah, I thought it would be like Jesse Ramsey Pet Sitter.
Dance School Phantom.
Yeah.
That would have been
but
a
it
good
was,
one.
They just went ahead and finished what they started last week.
It's the episode so nice they did it twice.
Yeah.
And I guess it's not, you know what, I'm realizing. It doesn't make sense, does it? Because Hello Camp Moosehead makes sense for an episode about arriving at Camp Moosehead. But you can't call an episode that is entirely about already being at Camp Moosehead Hello, Camp Moosehead.
Being there, and it ends there.
Still at Camp Moosehead?
So even goodbye, Camp...
Yeah.
Goodbye at Camp Moosehead wouldn't even make sense, because they don't leave Camp Moosehead.
Right.
During the episode. So it would be like, still here at Camp Moosehead, or like living at Camp Moosehead, or like thriving at Camp Moosehead.
What about Camp Moosehead, The Legend Continues?
That's pretty good.
That would be good.
What about
good?
The Chronicles of Moosehead?
The Chronicles of Moosehead would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, the Moosehead Saga.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Who describes it this week?
It's you. You describe it. What we like to do is put 60 seconds on a big bad clock. I happen to have one handy. During those 60 seconds, I'll have you describe every single thing that happens in this video novel. It was great.
Can I see it?
Can you see the clock?
Yes. It's your phone.
What do you mean it's my phone? It's a luminescent
phone.
Light that you can't see. All you can see is this beautiful glowing light in the Zoom.
Yeah.
That happens to be rectangular. Okay, here we go. Luminescent light. That's why I was an English major. What do you want me to do? I'm going to put 60 seconds.
Start the dang timer.
Okay, fine.
What
it started.
I
it started. It, you, okay. 2 seconds have gone by.
They're in Moosehead still. Stacy has poison ivy and her skin is melting off. She looks like the guy from RoboCop. And Marianne needs a new lead for the play, so she decides to be the lead herself. And meanwhile, Dawn is doing a sit-in to protest the unfair conditions at camp. And Karen runs off because she's going to try to solve the hermit issue, but actually she's running away because no one likes her, and she feels left out. And Christy and Mallory and Jesse need to go find her, and Claudia is still locked in her, remanded in her bunk. And who else is a babysitter? That's it. And so they have a big sit-in, and they have a protest and a barricade, and the show must go on, and it all comes to a head when Meanie threatens to kick them out of camp, but she decides to make them counselors in training instead.
Kind of meandered through the beginning there.
It was tough to remember everything that happened.
Yeah.
Was there a babysitter I missed?
Marianne, I think you didn't talk much about.
No, I did. I said she has to be the lead in her own play.
But there's a burgeoning romance between her and one of her actors, a man named Logan.
Okay. I didn't see that. I saw a burgeoning, manipulated romance between her and the snake in the grass.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, that's a way of saying it. Yeah.
Who's doing everything he can to
undermine
his sweet smoochers right on Marianne's tender mouth.
Yep. And he does do it, doesn't he? He keeps on.
He
being
tries
like,
his
oh,
best.
Let's do the he part where we do the kiss.
Everything he can. It's his sole focus this entire episode.
Yeah.
Of the video novel. All Logan is laser focused on doing a big kiss on Marianne.
I think you should save the kiss for the real performance.
Keep it fresh.
Yeah, doing a big kiss, putting his sweet smoochers right on her lips. And I think that's what, when you're a director, if you're a Lucia Agnello type, someone who directs things, what you're supposed to do is you tell the actor what's the thing.
What's their motivation?
What's your thing? And for Logan, the snake in the grass, it's obvious that what they told him was your one thing is you want to put your sweet smoochers on Marianne's sweet lips.
I say the same thing every time I come into a podcast record with you.
Yeah.
I think to myself, what's my one thing this week?
What's your one thing?
It's always the same thing.
What is it?
You're horny as hell.
Okay.
And just ride that wave.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the energy I bring every week.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
So I don't think Logan, it's he's not Logan. He's the snake in the grass, and he's doing everything he can to manipulate this situation.
Yeah.
He's like the one who like went to Instagram and like spent the money to like make sure that Lane Cummings' mom saw the
ad
for Camp Moosehead, because he knew it would explode, be very confrontational, and he would like take Stacy out of the picture.
Right. That's a very complicated way of taking Stacy out of the picture.
Marianne into the lead role, and he would do something to manipulate her to do a play where like the man and the woman do a kiss.
The play is called Paris Musical.
No, it's called Paris Magic.
Oh, is it? Paris Magic. Yeah. It's called Paris Magic. And it's fucking bonkers.
It's bonkers. It's, you know, remember the movie Kate and Leopold?
I didn't watch it, but they go through time.
It's sort of the inverse of that. You know what it is? It's Outlander.
Okay. Yes.
But it's also Les Mis.
Yeah, it's Outlander meets Les Mis.
Yeah.
Sarah was watching Outlander for a while.
We did a whole parody of it for something.
Yeah. Yeah. She like goes back. The premise of it, as far as I understand, is
what were
that
we doing parodies for? What series were we doing that we did?
We did the Portrait Collection, and we were Time Babies for some reason.
Our podcast is so funny.
It's the reason is because we did a whole like parody episode of like a political pundit show, and I made us re-record it because it was too absurd, and you're like, okay, Time Babies.
good.
If I understand it right from having occasionally walked into the room while Sarah was watching the entirety of Outlander, the premise of it is that it's okay to cheat on your spouse if you go back in time before they're born.
Right. Yeah. Because they don't even exist yet.
Yeah. So maybe that's what this Paris Magic is about. We know that Lucia Agnello, the director whom we spoke with earlier, is a and also one of the writers on this
One of our many guests who weren't too cowardly
Yeah, wasn't afraid. She wasn't afraid of us. Even though we're the ones who knock, the one who knocks. We know that she is an expert on time travel. She has famously wrote and directed a novel called The Time Traveling Bong. Video novel.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that?
No, but I like the sound of it.
I kept wanting to talk to her about it, but we never had time in our interview.
We had to play too many games.
Yeah. So I would love to know more about this musical. I think I looked at, I'm like pretty ignorant when it comes to musical theater. So I did have to do a lot of searching around to see if this was an actual musical, because it sounded just stupid enough to be an actual musical.
It was Les Mis with this added element of a woman travels back in time to be in the French.
She's a 19-year-old in 2019, Revolution. And she travels back in time, I think probably to make out with the French king during the French Revolution.
I think it's the like student revolution or whatever. I think it's a handsome French student revolutionary.
Well, we never get to see it because the play is interrupted by Dawn and her eco-warriors.
Yes, and Marianne and Dawn have words about that.
But it's fine.
Well, it's like it does suck that Dawn is doing this. And like Dawn's like, yeah, your thing is plays, my thing is eco warriors.
Yeah.
And Marianne's like, I guess you're right. And it's like, no.
Dawn is the thing that's different about Dawn in these video novels than in the radio novels, if I may say this, and you can tell me to stop if you think it's out of bounds.
Okay.
Is that in the video novels, Dawn is so nice. She's so nice that even when she does annoying bad shit, like holding a fucking protest out of nowhere in the middle of Marianne's moment to kiss her boyfriend in the play that she directed, she's really nice about saying why she's doing it. In the radio novels, she would just like be like, now we're in a fight.
Yeah, but I think that's probably because it's like 2020 and we don't do conflict anymore.
Oh, we don't? Okay.
No, we do we do healthy.
We talk it out.
We talk it out. It's healthier. And that's what we do now because it's 2020 and we don't do just get in fights.
Okay.
These books just wouldn't hold up the radio novels wouldn't hold up anymore because like the babysitters getting a big fight conflict is something that happens all the time. And also like the other subplots are like baby carnival, and it's like no one's sending their kid to a baby carnival anymore.
No one's going
or
to
a baby parade.
Yeah, we haven't. That for me is the thing that I've missed the most about the last 6 months stuck at home is no fucking baby parades, you know?
Yeah.
It's a real
You keep
bummer.
Trying. Yeah. You'll like get like Jenkins and Princess and Cyril to like
get on a float,
sort of walk around a little bit and yeah. like a line, but it never works and it's not as satisfying.
Yesterday asked Cyril, I asked him, I don't know why, but I was like, what do you want to be for Halloween? And he immediately responded, a shark.
He knows what Halloween is?
No, that's what's so crazy. He definitely has no context or concept about what Halloween is. He has no
idea.
Maybe
he just heard, like, he got enough, like, from the context where he's like, all he heard was, what do you want to be?
Yeah. But he was like,
and
a shark.
He was like, oh, shark, obviously. Yeah.
He does answer a lot of questions with confidence that is not earned.
He's just like his daddy.
He's just like his daddy in that way. Here's what the main thing I want to talk about. We talked about this a little bit before.
Can I talk about my kid real quick?
Okay, yeah, let's
talk
about
it. Just while we're talking about our kids. My boy, inspired by our little sister record, if you don't subscribe to the Little Sister Show, it's patreon.com/BSCC podcast. It's $5 a month. We sing the descriptions, and Miles was on last week.
Oh, man, what a star turn. He really killed it.
And Jack showed Miles some trucks on video.
We'll play a clip. This is a pickup truck.
That's a big pickup truck.
What do you think? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
He likes it.
Miles, this is a fire truck. Yeah. Yeah.
And Miles loved them, so I ordered one for him. Car carrier.
Mm-hmm.
This kid cannot get enough of this dang thing. It's a car carrier truck that has three cars on it.
Yeah.
He rooms it around. If you take the car carrier off the truck, He loves that. If you try to put the car carrier back on the truck, he hates that.
Okay. Okay.
He likes it when it's taken apart. He doesn't like it when it's put back together.
Oh, it's the opposite of how Cyril used to be. I had to stop getting him modular toys.
Because he would just get really frustrated when they came apart?
Yeah, and it would be like, it would defeat the purpose of having him do something that wasn't bothering me.
I might need to stop Miles from getting modular toys for the opposite reason.
That's funny.
Because once it's apart, he will not have it be put back together.
Any modular toy that I have in my house is duct taped together.
What strange boys we have. Strange opposite boys we have.
Yeah, we've got weird opposite boys. This has been Dead Talk.
Dead Talk, yes.
So what I was saying, Tanner, is the main thing I want to talk about, we can talk about it now or we can talk about it later, is the stuff that comes up around the wilderness of Kadesh and the Way of the Third Moth. And so if you want to talk about that stuff, kind of front load the episode with it, because it's obviously like the main kind of through line of novel.
Yeah,
It's like it's the way to unpack everything that happened in the video.
It's moth
novel.
Lore?
Yeah, there's moth lore in there. Yeah, there's everything in there. Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking through my notes and I'm looking for Way of the Wilderness.
Wilderness of Kadesh and the Way
wilderness
of the Third
of
Moth.
Kadesh and the Way of the Third Moth. I'm looking through my notes for that now.
Mm-hmm.
I only captured a few things.
Okay. I mean, I can kind of lead the charge on it.
I think I'd be more comfortable with you leading the charge.
Okay.
I do have a lot of other notes.
Yeah.
But I'm sort of happy to kind of like, I'm assuming I can find ways to fit those notes into our...
I mean, this is kind of an Ur theory. It's all encompassing. It kind of, it is part and parcel of the entire video novel.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I think it's going to be pretty easy for me to seamlessly fit things like Burn of the Week and Hashtag Swoon into Way of the Moth, Forest of Kadesh.
Yes, and that'll be fun for me too, because I'll be in the middle of explaining something fairly complex and you'll bring that to bear. Often, if memory serves and if past is prologue, in the middle of a word or sentence.
Yeah.
So let's just start on it. The way this journey starts is at the 10:35 mark of this video novel.
Okay.
There's a theory that has been advanced throughout the last two episodes that the reason everything seems to be going wrong is because there is a hermit, an evil hermit, who has cursed the proceedings at Camp Moosehead.
Right. Hermit the Frog here.
Excuse me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. I got it. Yeah.
Hermit it's the Frog hermit. Here.
yes, very funny. And what happens at the 10:35 mark is that Christy says...
What does hermit mean anyway? Is that some kind of sexist slang for old maid? Why isn't it himmit?
Okay, perfect. And this is my...
Okay, great. Perfect. Yep. Yeah. Perfect. I thought this. Yeah.
Strike against the patriarchy.
Okay. Great.
Why isn't it Hemet?
Great. Okay. And that's a strike against the patriarchy.
Hermit? More like Hemet.
More like Hemet. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my strike against patriarchy. And I'm glad I found a chance to kind of slip it in there.
Yeah. It's almost. I barely passed the starting gate here.
Yeah.
The word hermit, so Christy and the Hand of the Night Queen and Lucia are asking us to think about the etymology of the word hermit.
Yes.
And so I did. And as you may or may not know, the word hermit comes from the Greek
eremites,
which means of the desert.
Of the desert.
Which in turn comes from eremos or eremon,
which
means desert.
Desert.
Uninhabited.
Uninhabited.
It can also mean solitary or lacking.
Right. Yes.
It's basically, it can mean a wilderness or like a vast expanse or a place that is lacking.
Okay.
Here's a second thing that I think you will be interested in learning.
Okay.
The hermit sphinx, Tanner.
Yeah.
Is a moth of the family Sphingidae.
Sphingidae.
And so we've had a lot of moth lore in these video novels, haven't we?
We haven't.
they
Lucia
have.
They and have. Rachel have.
Yeah, they love to put moths in these books.
It's Lucia and Rachel want us to focus on the moths.
Yeah.
Makes me actually a little worried. It's a feint. It makes me worried they're distracting us from something.
This is the third moth, right, so far. The first moth was the amberjack or the yellowtail, yes. Which is a moth that represented the choice to keep these girls eternally trapped, repeating the same year over and over, and trying to justify that decision in some way.
Yep.
I'll refer you to the episode where we talked about that.
Christie's big day.
The second moth was the poisonous brown-tailed moth from last week.
Welcome to Camp Moosehead Part
Welcome 1. Welcome to Camp Moosehead Part 1, or Hello Camp Moosehead Part 1. And that moth presented an alternative reality where we recklessly allow the girls to live their life, and they're doomed to a joyless march.
Poisonous, brief.
Towards death.
Torturous life.
Nasty, brutish, and short.
Yep.
The hermit moth is the way of the third
and
moth.
A lot of crotch webbing.
And a lot of crotch webbing, which I hope you've had someone look at.
Well, I don't want to get into it, but
okay.
I officially start my new job next week, so I don't technically have insurance right now. So the
okay, right.
Crotch webbing is going to have to wait until then.
Okay,
but it's like it's too complicated to get into. I hope that it's okay to have crotch webbing, brown tail moths in your crotch for a few more days.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got a lot more to get through here, so I will draw your attention to the 12-minute and 33-second mark where Karen, who has left the camp and run away, is seated at a bus stop where yes. We learn later no bus will come.
An out-of-service bus stop. She's leaving because she overheard David Michael say that
she's not
kind
his
of
real
in
sister.
Disgust that she's only his half-sister.
Yeah. It is bus stop 29.
Right.
It should come as no surprise to you, Tanner, that Psalm 29, in the original Greek version of the Septuagint, reads as follows. Phone kurios suseontos eremon kai susese kurios ten eremon kades. Eremon is a word you've heard recently, is it not?
Aragon?
Eremon.
Eremon.
It's the word that hermit comes from, isn't it?
Edamame.
No.
Yum, yum.
Just trying to stay on task here. It's the word that is the root of hermit. It means wilderness. It means solitary. It means lacking. It means deserted. It means of the desert. It means uninhabited.
Ah, yes.
That okay. is the Greek version. The way to translate it is the voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh.
Okay. Okay.
And so the way of the third moth, of course, to bring this home and to bring this to a close, is the wilderness of Kadesh, which is, of course, the place wherein the Israelites committed the crime that forced them all to wander for 40 years in the desert. And so that is the third way.
Okay.
If you're not going to trap these girls, if you're not going to just set them free, they must suffer tribulations.
They have to wander
for 40 years.
40 years.
Just as I have, just as you will wow. have soon.
Not that soon. Some years away still.
And did you catch any of that stuff?
Yeah, and that's what I have here in a lot of my notes.
Yeah.
I've got the trousers. I've got the what was it?
Edemos
thing.
Yeah.
And
the Sphinx. The
Sphinx thing. I've got
the hermit moth. Sphinx.
The hermit sphinx, the moth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I captured a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
I would actually love to go into it a little bit more in
okay.
depth.
Great. Too. Let's do that.
Oh, shoot.
What is happening?
We have to take a break.
Okay. Should we pick it up after a quick
it's
break?
It's time to take a break. I mean, if we remember to, but okay. You know. All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. Hey everybody, it's Evil Jack here, and I have some bad news to share, which is that the Evil BetterHelp competitor that Evil Tanner and I started, WetterHelp, which offers all the same services as BetterHelp, except 100% soggier, is going under, both literally and figuratively. Unfortunately, a lot of the therapists we tried to work with, despite being licensed counselors who you would expect to be some of the most understanding people in the world, were actually extremely rude and unforgiving about how damp their contracts were when it came time to sign, and a lot of our clients expressed a surprising amount of dissatisfaction with their sessions, despite the fact that we went above and beyond to ensure that each interaction was as quaggy, mushy, squelchy, moist, and waterlogged as we could manage within the constraints of a small business. Also, our offices are sinking. All of this is, of course, causing me and Evil Tanner a good deal of stress, anxiety, grief, LGBT matters, and self-esteem, which means that we are going to have to make use of some of the many licensed therapists at BetterHelp, despite the fact that they don't have a 100% moistness guarantee, and their counselors insist on conducting some of the most bone-dry therapy sessions you could imagine. If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should definitely give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. At the moment, we are sadly unable to offer you the squelchy, sopping alternative that WetterHelp was really starting to be known for, so I guess you're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and call your therapist from the shower, or ideally, some kind of bog. If you've got some things you really want to get off your chest, just fill out a brief questionnaire at BetterHelp to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. But if you want the soaking of a lifetime, well, I guess you're just going to have to stand next to a puddle and wait for a bus to drive by, because apparently there's no room in this country for entrepreneurs anymore. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bedfellows today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bedfellows.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jack,
yeah,
we're back, and
we're
have to fill another 30
have
minutes
to.
Of audio, which
want
is
to.
Is want, no, I mean have to and want. I don't mean have to in a bad way.
Yeah,
get to.
Yeah,
we're allowed to. Fine.
I mean, I can talk about the Greek stuff probably for another 30 minutes. If that's
yeah,
what
me
you
too,
want.
Man.
Okay,
but it's sort of uncharted territory, or at least it has been a territory that we haven't had to chart in a while, because we usually. At
have
this
a guess.
Point, would throw to interview.
Yeah.
But
the Scholastic Liars kind of put the kibosh on that, didn't they?
They put the kibosh on it. They're trying to protect their talent, and I get that. They
yeah.
want to keep them frosty. They want to keep them fresh. They don't want mm-hmm. them to They don't want them to succumb to...
our charms and our allure.
Well, and our imposing presence. You
yes.
know?
Yeah.
They'll never be able to write another book or executive edit another Scholastic again because they're so intimidated by us.
Yes. And who wouldn't
you know?
Be? Who wouldn't
right,
be?
Exactly.
Who wouldn't,
who
be?
Wouldn't be?
We're the
We're
scariest
the
Babysitter's Club podcasters on the planet. And I'm
That's
I'm
certainly
absolutely
true.
Confident in saying that.
Yeah. One time Jack and I got in a fight on the streets of New York.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
A man pushed me over and then we apologized and left.
I didn't apologize.
I did.
I did a little bit, didn't I? No, yes. Everybody knows this story. I was ready to do a fight with them, wasn't I?
Yes.
Wasn't I? I was ready
you were
to
ready
do
to do a fight. You,
physical
you
combat.
You came to my
I came to
defense,
your defense.
Like
yes.
like a noble knight.
Yes.
Defending a fair maiden.
They tripped you up and your glasses went into your head
eyeball.
In a way that was unpleasant.
Broke them.
And you were
and
bleeding and they broke your glasses. And I did come to your defense.
They broke my glasses and I was on the ground crying and I was like, you broke my glasses. And Jack came to my defense. like a noble knight, and said, "I will fight you, sir." And the sir said,
"I have a gun.
I have a gun."
And then showed it to us. And then we both said, "Sorry."
Sorry. So you do.
Yeah.
This must have been our mistake.
We really fucked this one up. I can't believe this comedy of errors that is my life has led me to this point, but I'm so sorry.
And we left.
Yeah. And that's what would happen to you, Scholastic Liars. And that's what would happen to you, Scholastic. You should be afraid.
Yeah.
Yes. Good. What were you saying? You wanted to tell me something. You had an idea for something that you wanted to talk to me about.
Yes, I have a new segment.
Okay. Great.
And I do want to kind of whip up some theme music for it and like a very elaborate segment intro.
Perfect.
I feel like this one has legs and I'm really excited about this one.
That's great.
It's called Exit Stage Burn.
So is it exit EGG?
No.
Exit? Because there has been...
It doesn't have to be, but it can be.
A through line of eggs throughout these video novels. And they do, at the end of this video novel, say...
Lay down your eggs.
At the 8:42 mark.
Yes. It's eggs. It's exit stage burn. But it's also burns that are theater related.
Okay, great.
Or I think so, because I actually don't know that much about theater.
Wouldn't it be, what about Exit Pursued by a Burn? That's funny.
That's much better. It's called Exit.
Pursued by a Burn.
Pursued by Burn, and the exit is EGGS.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
That's great.
Love it.
The first instance of this is at the 3 minute 34.
So wait, what is it? It's theater burns?
It's theater burns, yeah. I think it is.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know a lot about theater, but I assume someone's going to get something out of this. Okay. Someone who might know something about theater.
Yeah.
You know? So, 3 minute, 34 second mark, Marianne says...
Don't hold back. Pretend like it's opening night on Broadway.
And Vanessa Pike says...
That's a lot of pressure.
And Marianne says...
Fine, a Sunday matinee.
Which I assume is a very good joke.
Yeah. And
if
it's
you
maybe
know anything about theater,
on the second tier cast that presumably does the Sunday matinees,
or maybe like the old people who go to Sunday matinees instead of like Thursday night.
Oh, because you could deliver them in an inferior, cowardly product, and you wouldn't need to worry about it because they're all sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
6 minute 11 second mark. Exit stage burn, or. Exit pursued by Burn.
That's funny. That's good.
Mal, Jesse, and Christy are off to find Karen in the woods, and Mal sings...
Into the woods and out of the woods and home before...
Not now, Mallory.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure this is a theater joke.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what?
Yeah.
Let me text someone who I know is involved in the theater.
Okay. Perfect.
Are you willing to...
Is it your wife?
Be on the podcast.
Is it your wife?
Yeah. She worked in the theater for many years. That's how she knows.
Great.
Both Rachel Schuchert and Naya Suzukoff.
Isn't she watching a Toronto Raptors game right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that Into the Woods is possibly a reference to Entering the Wilderness of Kadesh?
I think Into the Woods is probably a reference to the play Into the Woods.
No, surely not. Surely it's the thing that I just said.
Okay.
We're about to enter the wilderness for 40 years.
Okay, we're going to have Jamie come down. She's going to answer all these questions. So let's hold tight for a second. I'm going to hand over the reins to Jamie.
Great. And I'm going to talk to her?
You're going to talk to her. She's going to... I'm going to highlight for her my Exit Pursued by Burn passages.
Jamie looks very disappointed behind you. I'm looking at her behind you, and she looks disappointed.
I think it's because the Raptors are losing.
Okay, yeah.
What did he say about me?
He said you look disappointed.
Oh, cold.
Oh, she's cold. The basement is very cold. Okay, so there's Jamie.
Yeah.
We have a new segment called Exit Pursued by Burn, and it's theater burns.
Oh, yeah.
But neither of us knows enough about theater to tell whether or not they're funny jokes. So can you come in and help. So I've highlighted two passages here. Can you explain why they're Burns and why they're funny?
Yeah, that would be great.
To the show.
Okay, we're doing a changing of the guard here. Jamie Tanner's wife is sitting down. She's unhappy because she's
also
cold.
We're not being, Jack, can you explain to Jamie that we're not being nice to the show this week because the Scholastic liars?
Yeah, we're not nice about Scholastic right now. We're the ones who knock, Jamie. It's good to see you. I'm sorry the Raptors are losing. I'm sorry it's cold in your basement.
Thank you.
We've already had one that we didn't understand, and it's the first one. What was it? What's on Tanner's notes? What does he say?
It's at 3 minutes. Oh, you can hear yourself a lot more through the
headphones. Isn't that nice?
At 3 minutes and 34 seconds, Marianne says, she's talking to Vanessa Pike, and she says, pretend it's opening night on Broadway. And Vanessa says, that's a lot of pressure. And Marianne says, fine, Sunday matinee.
Yeah.
I don't think I need to explain that one. I think that...
No, you do.
No, I think you're... intelligent guys and can figure that out.
Well, can I make a guess at it?
Yeah, I'll tell you if you're right.
Okay, so in these video novels, whenever they show the clock in...
No, it's not about the clock.
But whenever they show the clock in Claudia's room...
Yeah, that's not what this is about.
Instead of showing the actual time of the meeting, it shows the time 3:42. So we're talking about something that happens at the 3 minute and 42 second mark.
It's 3 minutes and 34 seconds.
Well, surely it's still going on.
Okay, keep going with your theory. Let's hear this then, yeah.
And so Sunday matinee must mean something.
Yeah.
I used to go to a weekly rave in D.C. at the Capitol Ballroom called Sunday Mass.
Was it like at 2 p.m.? At like 2 p.m. on a Sunday? And it was like less exciting than the nighttime ones, right?
It was pretty exciting. But yeah, no, it wasn't quite as good as the nighttime. Oh, so you're saying. What are you saying? I don't know. What is it?
So do you know what opening night means?
First night of a thing.
Right. And so.
Much like how the Toronto Raptors probably were pretty excited about how they were going to do on their opening night of the season.
Yeah.
And are less so today, it seems like.
Well, that's because they've been playing terribly and also the refs are calling really bad fouls on them.
Okay.
So opening night is a big deal. It's a special. It's like the first official night of the show, right? So
okay.
That's high pressure. Do you know what a Sunday matinee is?
It's in the when you get drunk in the morning. On the weekend.
Okay, so most performances happen at night on Broadway. But 3 days a week, they do a performance in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay.
Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday.
And that's low pressure.
What's happening? Yeah. Tanner, what are you doing?
I'm doing some measuring.
I'm sorry.
He's measuring the basement. He's seeing if I could... he's seeing if the desk could go in a different
corner. Oh, you know what he's like, Jamie? So this is a thing. My friend alerted me to this. There's a thing that TikTok teens are doing where they
is he flossing?
No, TikTok teens will take video of their dads doing that, and they'll set it to the Home Depot music. No, it's not flossing.
That's also not flossing.
Now
right.
Tanner is
so
flossing.
I think I explained
okay.
The first stage burn pretty well.
I get it.
Okay.
She's getting drunk in the morning. Okay. And what's the second one?
The second stage burn is that, so it's at 6 minutes and 11 seconds, and I don't remember because, unlike Tanner, I didn't
she
get
says,
to rewatch
into the woods.
This. Yeah, is she singing or is she speaking?
She's kind of speak singing.
Sing speak.
Okay.
They
so
say, let's go to the woods to find Karen.
And she goes, says. Into the woods and out of the woods. Okay. So context clues. What do you think she might be doing?
Okay, I know this one. And
okay,
I explained it to Tanner.
It's not a rave.
I said it to Tanner already, so I'll say it very, very briefly.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of references in this video novel to the etymology of the word hermit, which, if you look at the Greek root, references a word that is used in Psalm 29, which means wilderness, and specifically the wilderness of Kadesh, which is thought to be a forest. So it's a reference to the biblical act of the Israelites going kind of into the wilderness.
No, she's singing a line from the Stephen Sondheim musical Into the Woods.
Oh. I don't know that one.
It's pretty good.
You know what I saw is Sunday in the Park with George, and I did not like it.
Well, I'm sorry you hate the artistic process.
Okay, so that's interesting. And so what's that? What does that mean in the context of this novel?
Oh, yeah. So Into the Woods is about, well, on its surface, it is a retelling and combination of many fairy tales.
Okay.
So full of familiar characters such as Little Red Riding Hood, Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, Rapunzel, a witch.
Hansel and Gretel?
Nope. They're not in there.
Because they go into the woods.
Little Red Riding Hood is in there.
You would think that so many of these people are in the woods, you would put Hansel and Gretel in.
Take it up with Stephen Sondheim, okay. I suppose. But, you know, the woods function as a metaphor. You go into the woods on a quest. You face obstacles. And usually there is some sort of transformation, either from child to adult or some people die. I don't know. It's like
that's
it's
happening
like
in this book. They're being tested. They're being tested. Karen is being tested by the ghost of a hermit, and Christy and Mallory are being tested in their dark night of the soul in relation to whether they're going to be able to hold things together at the camp.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that the overarching theme of Into the Woods is the sitter becomes the sat.
Oh, yes, yes. The sat becomes the sitter. Yes.
Yeah. I kind of said it correctly.
Yeah. No, that sounds right. That's exactly that. Now we're on the same wavelength.
The sat becomes the sitter.
And that's what happens to Mallory at the end of this, is she's invited to become a sitter. Yeah.
And so that is, I think, why Into the Woods resonates with her so much.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And the biblical stuff?
No.
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 Okay.
Sorry.
Well, Jamie, this has been wonderful. I'm very, very happy. And what is the exit pursued by a burn stuff? Because I didn't understand that.
Exit pursued by bear?
No, see, Tanner said burn.
Well, but he's making an allusion. It's a Shakespeare allusion.
Actually, I made it up. Well, he wanted to say exit stage burn, and I plussed it to exit.
Oh, yeah. Exit stage burn doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Sorry. He's just like looking at TikToks on his phone in the corner.
Jamie, thank you so much for this segment. You have enlightened me in ways that I never thought I would be enlightened. I understand musical theater now, I think, almost completely.
Yeah. What do you think about Sunday in the Park with George now, in retrospect, now that you have all this information?
I hated it. I hated it. I had such a bad time. I didn't like the music.
Oh. You don't like... Okay.
I didn't like the music.
You might not like Into the Woods. Tanner wants me to wrap it up.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize that I never get to talk to anyone other than him and the baby. So I'm just going to keep recording here.
It's very nice.
So what's the next segment?
The next segment that we have to do, we haven't done our burn. So we could. You want to do Burn of the Week with me?
Yeah, I would love to.
Let's do our...
I have a burn. I have your notes in front of me. I'll be fine.
Why don't I start? My burn of the week is at the 14 minute and 55 second mark. We haven't talked much about Lane, who is in this. Her face kind of melts as well as does Stacey's. And they kind of make it up a little bit. At the 14 minute and 55 second mark, Lane says,
"Your new friends seem pretty awesome."
And then Stacey says,
"They are. But they don't know how to get last minute reservations at a hot restaurant."
That's something that you New York people would likely say to each other, isn't it?
It echoes to me like something from a past life, indeed.
And also, there's no way you can, like, if I remember New York, there's literally no fucking way that you can get last minute reservations at a hot restaurant. You wait in line like everybody else.
I don't know. Maybe they're very, very fancy. I feel like that's something I remember happening in Sex and the City. It seems like something that like very fancy, cool people who wear very high heels could do.
Right. Okay. But it's a burn on the Babysitter's Club because they're parochial.
Yeah. Suburbanites.
Yeah.
They're basic.
They're basic. They're the types of people who just kind of...
That's us.
Yeah, Tanner said that's us.
Raise families
that is
in
us
suburban
now.
Connecticut and never bother...
How pathetic.
to
and
to
who have to take over their husband's podcast.
See the
just,
big
like,
lights of the big city.
Chat with someone. Yeah, so sad.
But, what was your burn this week, Jamie?
My burn took place at the 21 minute 55 second mark.
Okay.
And Christy is talking to... Is her name Meanie? I haven't watched this episode in a few
Her name is Philomena, and it's shortened
Philomena. Okay. Yeah. So Christy's talking to Meanie, and Christy says,
I spent the whole afternoon hunting down a missing camper.
And Meanie says,
oh, so you're saying I can't do my job.
And Christy says,
with all due respect, kind of.
Which is...
That's funny.
Explicitly a burn on Meanie, who yeah. cannot do her job. It is a burn, but it is also just a fact.
It's also blackmail. Because in this moment, Meanie is attempting to kick Claudia and Dawn
right.
out of the camp and send them back home. And Christy raises the inconvenient fact that she yeah. may have endangered a child.
Yes.
And it Meanie is a, sort of quickly backtracks. So this is blackmail of the week as well.
It's a functional burn.
Yeah.
All right. Tanner wants me to wrap it up. I should probably let him record his podcast.
Okay. We only have about 5 minutes left.
Oh, okay. We'll wrap up the podcast then.
No, let's wrap up the segment.
Wrap up the segment. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Burn. No, Theater of the Burn is over. Okay. We yeah. did Burn of the Week.
Okay.
Okay, he's forcibly taking the headphones off of my head. Bye, Jack.
Bye, Jamie. Bye. It's very good to Bye. See you.
Jamie said you guys are done with exit stage burn.
No, we just wrapped up Burn of the Week.
We just
I think
did
the podcast is over now.
You want me to do my Bonnie's burn?
Wearing a bra now. Bye.
Yeah, we did our burns. So okay. we've got about 5 minutes left. We can start wrapping up unless there's anything you want to discuss.
I've got some stuff. So the counselors have become, the council have become the counselors, the sat have become the sitters. Have we talked about that?
Jamie did talk about that, actually. She kind of covered it. She said that's what Into the okay. Woods is about, weirdly. It's a movie by Stephen Sondheim about literally
Cleveland
that.
Sat,
the sat becomes the sitters.
Yeah. Christy, I spent all afternoon hunting down a missing camper. Meanie says, you're saying I can't do my job. And Christy says, all due respect, but kind of.
Yeah, that's what Jamie already said.
Okay, fuck.
Yeah, we already did that.
Here's one.
Yeah, okay.
Something all the kids are saying.
Yeah, okay.
TikTok.
Instagram.
Snapchat.
Have you seen these? Could I tell you about these fucking TikToks, man? Because Jamie
I'm not
wasn't
interested.
In
your branded TikToks.
Listen, there are TikToks and the teens will film their dads looking around the space and like looking at like measuring the walls. And then they'll put the Home Depot commercial music behind it and TikTok it. It's funny as hell.
Hashtag swoon.
Okay. And that's what the teens are saying, isn't it? The TikTok.
20 minute, 17 second mark. The revolution is happening. The barricade is up.
Right.
And the kids of Camp Moosehead are out in arms to rise up.
Yeah.
And Marianne's play is happening at the same time. First, she's pissed about it, but then she decides that the play is off because she wants to support her friends.
Her sister in arms.
Sister in arms, and that is actually something that Dawn says to someone.
Thank you, sister in arms.
Which confirms that the Babysitter's Club universe happens. It shares a universe with the Eternia universe.
The He-Man universe?
Yes, because of...
Oh, because of Man-at-Arms.
Man-at-Arms, and it's okay. Man-at-Arms' sister-at-arms.
Okay. You really know your stuff. Because that's a deep stuff that they buried in this video novel. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Logan, Marianne says, the play is off. We're all going to become revolutionaries.
That's I want to say, before you continue, I want to say as a compliment to you, that's a joke for no one, but it's very good.
It was a joke for you.
That's what Man-at-Arms' sister must be called. I just want to dwell on that for a second because no one's going to care. It's very good.
I captured that when Dawn calls like one of the like kids at camp,
yeah,
who like stands up for her to Miss Meanie's sister at arms, and I wrote down Eternity Universe
sister. That's very
must
good.
Must be Man at Arms' sister.
Okay, you can continue.
Logan says at the 20-minute, 17-second mark when the play is called off.
Mm-hmm.
Marianne, wait.
She says,
I'm sorry, Logan. I have to do this.
He says,
I know. You're really brave. But you're going to miss her kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So mission accomplished, snake in the grass. Because okay. Marianne says,
no, I'm not.
And they do the biggest smooch
mm-hmm.
right on their sweet lips. Smooch City, USA, smooch population City, USA. 2.
Yeah, and it's Logan and Marianne. Logan and everybody's Marianne. Smooching on the smackers, aren't they?
Rah, 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 yeah. Big yeah, and everyone, all the girls behind Marianne go,
oh my God,
oh my
yeah.
God,
goodness.
They're doing a guess.
Oh my God.
Marianne!
Wow.
Wow.
And that was my hashtag swoon.
Yeah. And it's also hashtag go Marianne, go get it.
How Marianne got her groove back.
That's how Marianne got her groove back.
Yeah.
That's great.
Jack,
yeah.
Do you want to go or do you want to do more segments?
Let's do one more segment, you choose.
Okay, it's called...
Tearful
Moment. And it's a moment in the video novel that made us cry, and we do it differently in this series.
Because we're not allowed to use, as we have been throughout this episode, as a crutch, the actual footage from the documentary.
Yep.
We can't use clips from the show.
Right.
We have to try to recreate the emotional atmosphere that made us cry for our listeners. It's a more authentic way of doing a tearful moment. All the other podcasts are doing it wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, when did you cry? Did you cry?
I cried a lot. But honestly, the last thing I cried, the thing I cried at the most was the very last image.
Okay.
24-minute, 45-second mark. There's some voiceover by Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have to paraphrase because we're not going to play
it. We cannot pull audio. You got to
yes.
do
it. Yes. Okay. So if I'm remembering correctly, if I captured this correctly.
Yeah.
It's the end of the episode. Christy has invited Mallory and Jesse to join the Babysitter's Club and to become CITs.
Counselors in Training.
Junior CITs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both very excited. And Christy has this voiceover as they go to the lake to take a photo.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I don't care who you are or where you're from. Or what you did, as long as you love me.
Okay.
Which is a Backstreet Boys
yeah,
song.
Yeah, that sounded familiar to me. Yeah.
And I'm realizing that now, and I am paraphrasing. I don't have the exact quote written down.
So your paraphrase of what she said is just the actual phrase of the Backstreet Boys.
And that might be what she said. I don't have what she said written down, but it's something along those lines, and it sounds a lot like the Backstreet Boys song. And then they pose like the dang
like
book
the
cover.
Ding, dang.
Super special number one book cover.
Super special book cover. Okay.
And it's so nice, and it's so cute, and it filled my heart with love and joy.
That's lovely.
So much love and joy that it came bursting out of my eye sockets.
And in a form of moistness. And
love juice.
Yeah.
Joy juice.
Yeah.
Came happy surging juice. Up out of me.
The happy juice squeezed all the way out of your eye holes. Didn't it?
Because of the Backstreet Boy.
And it gooped down. It gooped down your cheeks.
Gooped
some of
down
it got
my
in your
cheeks.
Some of the salty goo got in your mouth, didn't it?
Joy juice got in my mouth.
That's sad. That is making me cry now.
Tearful moment. Did you have a TM?
I had a tearful moment at the 13-minute, 20-second mark. I wish I could rely on the audio from the... what the fuck is it? It's like a video drama.
It's like an audio drama with...
With visuals.
Visuals.
It's like a 3D audio sensory experience.
Right.
But I can't. Karen has become upset and dejected because the other children have rejected her because they find her odd.
Notably David Michael.
Notably her own brother. And she claims erroneously that she has no friends.
Hmm.
And then Jesse and Mallory say, Karen, although you feel like you have no friends, what about us? We're the ones who like you. And you're our friend. And we're those of us who are us, who are me and the other one.
Me, yes.
That's us, your friends, who are your friends and we're your friends. Yes. And then Christy says that she herself, in a capacity as stepsister or half-sister,
not friends. Not friends by the like strict definition of the term.
Yeah.
But
although not friends, sisters. And she says, what if not sisters? And then she's like, I would be sad if that, but instead we are sisters. And she says, I'm so glad. And now we're sisters, she says. And I'm sisters so glad of sisters and sister act, she says. And
sister act.
Sisters in arms.
Sister. The Disney Channel show about Tia and Tamara.
And she's not heavy. She's my sister, she says. And then she says, sisters in arms. And that's man in arms, obviously, a reference.
Man in arms. And then she says,
I wish I'm happy. I'm glad.
I don't know if we're doing a good job of capturing the emotion, but we're definitely being as descriptive as we can.
I'm glad, sisters, now, she says. I'm glad, sisters, and I'm glad. Always sisters and real sisters. And then they embrace.
Lilas.
Yeah. Lilas, which stands for love you like a sister.
Yeah.
And we know that because we have friends who are younger than us, but still quite old, and probably people don't say that anymore.
Feel into that in years. Jack.
You. And let's dwell on it, shall we? Let's dwell on it. Let's dwell on it, because folks, a lot of folks
very,
who listen to this,
very close.
I'm gonna do a plug for you, Tanner, because a lot of folks who listen to this show probably don't know that Tanner has another podcast called Experience Share. It's here now on podcast platforms everywhere, and it's where Tanner talks about Pokemon with his best friend Josh, and he's managed to avoid it so far because his podcast, Pokemon Podcast, has been going for a while. You've managed, haven't you, so far, to avoid calling me Josh for the most part. And then today,
I continue to avoid it today because I said Jack.
But please do subscribe to Experience Share, and that is a great time for us to say that it is also time for us to leave and go and to say thank you very much. Tanner, actually, I don't have anyone else to do a podcast with, so I would say your name right. Tanner, for bearing with me. I would like to thank the Baby Nation for bearing with us. I would like to remind everybody to please, for the love of God, subscribe to our Patreon. Even if you don't want a whole other podcast with us where we sing the descriptions, it is a really wonderful way of supporting our show and keeping us doing what we're doing. It is just $5 a month, and you can show your support for us, and also you do get a whole other podcast every week about the Little Sister books.
Yep, and if I may,
yeah,
before we get too far away from it, I do want to induct a new ghostwriter into the canon, pantheon. It's Ariel Carlin. Let's play her induction music now.
Yep.
Welcome to the ghostwriter pantheon, Ariel Carlin. I just wanted to make sure you get in there. You are the horse girl.
You are the horse girl.
Which is something that Mallory says at some point. She says she identifies as a horse girl.
Yeah. Mallory says, Chrissy says, I didn't know you were such a wilderness girl. And Mallory says,
Christy says, Mallory, I didn't realize you were such a wilderness expert. Mal says,
I identify as more of a horse girl, but there's a lot of overlap.
So welcome, Ariel, the horse girl.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sister in arms.
Yeah. And now back to the outro.
Yes.
Great.
We couldn't have let a ghostwriter get away from us. That's how they, if you let them get away from you, they slink off to their little basements.
Yeah. And they refuse
where they
to
turn
come
into
out.
Behemoth monsters.
Yeah. And then they get scared.
And then they become too big for their slimy britches and won't come on your podcast.
Yeah. I would love to encourage folks to buy our merch. It's bit.ly/BSCC merch. We got a lot of stickers. We got a lot of totes. We got t-shirts. We've got all sorts of very nice things over there that you must buy. And it is a great way to support our show if for some reason you don't want to subscribe to our Patreon. Because then you can wear it. You can't wear the Patreon.
Can't wear the Patreon, but you can listen to it. And it's a whole other show. It's patreon.com/PSCC podcast.
What's the final thing? Oh, please, for the love of God, join the Baby Nation Facebook group. I've told you this 1,000 times, but it is so much fun in there. And nowhere else on the internet is nice. I've been there. I've been to all the other places. And
Jack spends
the only
most of his time on the
nice.
Most of his time on the internet, and it's bad, all of it.
Yeah, all of it's bad. I keep looking, and there's one place that's nice. It's the Baby Nation Facebook group. Everyone, every single person in there is nice. Just go to our Facebook page, which is Babysitters Club Facebook page, and join the group. That's where all the action happens. All that remains is for me to say that this week we did read and enjoy and peruse with our eyeballs and take in all of the words of a book, a physical book that is bound in paper.
Novel.
What?
This week it was a video novel. Next week it'll be a book again.
Next week it's birds. That's what I have in my notes.
No. I know for a fact it's not birds because next week is a book that we've read and recorded. And then, weirdly, and we will not mention it. It's as though we didn't have a plan and didn't know we were going to pause for 10 weeks to record 10 episodes about the Netflix show.
Yeah.
So we will not mention the fact that we were returning to the books and that we did the whole Netflix show. But the week after that, we will make a lot of hay.
Yeah.
About the fact that we are pausing the podcast to go do a Netflix show series for 10 episodes.
It's very confusing.
We're dumb idiots.
What a bunch of idiots. What a pair of idiots.
We're going back to the Friends Forever series, and we're doing it. And we're finishing the fucking books, and we're finishing the fucking series, and we're finishing the fucking podcast, and then we're all going to go into a field to die.
Into the woods.
Into the woods. Into the woods and out of the woods until
we die.
Until we die.
Great. Perfect. That's a lovely way to end it. I would like to say, as a final thing to say, that this week I have been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
Please do remember to round off the quarters in your bedroom, drown all your dolls, call your senator and demand your right to bear time, and do not forget to let Daddy love you as much as I do. Remember the Delaneys. Remember the Trip Man. Remember Boo Boo, for fuck's sake. Take your dream horse through that maze. Claudia is wearing a bra now, and the way she talks, you would think that boys had just been.
Can I make a quick emotional appeal to Baby Nation?
Sure.
That you can put in the outro if you want?
Sure.
Baby Nation, hi, it's Tanner Greenring, host of the Babysitter's Club Club. We loved this Netflix television show. And we loved talking to all of the creators of this Netflix television show. And if you haven't watched it yet, go watch it. And if you have watched it, go watch it again, because we need it to be successful, and we want it to be successful, and we want it to come back for season two, because many reasons. Reason the first, it'll give us more babysitters content to cover in the future. Reason the second, we'll be on the show, almost definitely. They can't not do it now. We've gotten right in their faces. And they have to, at least.
They have to.
They either have to cast us or they have to tell us why they haven't cast us. It would be awkward if they didn't at this point. And reason the third, I don't have reason the third. It's just good. Go watch it. It's so good.
Yeah, it's very good.
And I'm really looking forward to season two, because it would be very fun to see all the things, all the crazy stuff that happens in season two. So go watch it, idiots.
Come on.
Do your jobs.
Great.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.